I'd like to call myself a bit of a seasoned gig goer, but this week I experienced something I never thought I would. A music gig on a boat. The Thekla has been open for over 25 years now, first being used as a nightclub and then more recently as a music venue. I'm sure you've been down there and had a bit of a boogie one evening. Well, I wanted to see what it was like actually on the ship and what it was like to play there. So I decided to board the ship with captain for the evening, Welsh musician Rod Thomas. He's lead singer of the band Bright Light, Bright Light, who were playing there that evening.
We've just boarded ship, so to speak. Just coming down some creaky steps now into what looks like a bit of a basement. Have you played here before? Have you played on a boat before?
I have played on a boat before. I haven't played on this boat before.
Isn't it a bit strange, though? You know, especially if the waters get a bit choppy, I suppose. You'd be kind of struggling to stay on stage and stay on.
It feels a bit like being on the Crystal Maze, if you remember that from back in the day. It's kind of like the Atlantis zone, I think. So I'm quite enjoying it.
Yeah, I'm kind of expecting Mumsy to be around the corner rocking in a chair or something like that. And, of course, this tour follows you supporting the Scissor Sisters.
Yes.
What was that like?
Yeah, it was amazing. I mean, they're one of my favourite bands in the world, so it was really, really incredible to get to go around with them for, like, a month. And we got to hang out a lot. I got to catch up with them because they're friends of mine, and Del performed on stage with us, which is brilliant. Yeah, it was really amazing 2 weeks. It was great. It just went by so quick.
It's a strange one, in a way, because we've just walked through the bar area. There's a few people here. And nobody seems to really know who you are. Do you quite like that? Like, kind of, you know, just kind of being able to walk through and nobody really going, like, pestering you for photographs?
Yeah, I mean, it's nice. My fans are obviously around the corner. No, I don't know. I mean, it's like, it's a sort of very casual touring level at the moment, so I wouldn't expect anyone to really know who I was.
And we're at the side of the stage at the moment. All your stuff's set up because you're on first. Yeah. What do you do to set up your stuff? Does it take a long time, or do you kind of get into a routine of doing it?
It does take quite a long time because there's quite a lot of equipment to sort of set up and get prepped for things. We use lots of MIDI controllers and lots of samples and a laptop and a live keyboard and a sort of synth and two drum samples as well. So there's a lot of programming to do in the setup.
We'll make our way around the area nobody really gets to go to, the backstage area, which is kind of, anybody seems to be able to walk down at the moment, which is a bit strange. Are they going to put anything up to kind of stop them getting into your room? And
No, it's locked at the moment, and I can't remember the code, so this is the backstage.
You've got a big fan in Elton John. Now, what was it he said about you? What was the quote he said? I'm sure you've got it ingrained in your memory.
I think it was that I was the hottest new thing in music.
And obviously the man who's got hits like... I'm still standing. What's your standout Elton moment?
I really, really love. I loved the video with Robert Downey Jr. I thought it was incredible, and I don't know. It's just they're both really quite raw and quite honest. I really like them a lot.
So if we head up the stairs, I'm guessing these stairs kind of head towards where we started again. It is a strange, it's a strange venue in a way, isn't it? Because it's all underground in a way as well, because it's all, you're kind of, I suppose you are nearly underwater when you're performing, I suppose.
It feels a bit more like a bunker than a ship, really, doesn't it? Because you would imagine that the stage would be looking out, but actually it's in the kind of, what do you call that, the belly of the boat?
I don't know.
A great night at the Thekla. See Bright Light, Bright Light, and also Clock Opera, who played that evening. If you get a chance to see either of the bands if they come back to Bristol, then I would thoroughly recommend it. Rod Thomas, lead singer of Bright Light, Bright Light, giving me a tour of the Thekla.